Today, church family, I always like to thank you for being here in the house of God. It's always a joy to, and a big blessing to me, to be able to come here to the Lord's house and preach the Word of God to you. So something happened this morning that was pretty amazing to me, that, sometimes God, as I told someone this morning, sometimes God works in mysterious ways. And so I'm up early this morning, and I'm, as I always am, and I'm praying, and I'm thinking, I'm meditating with the Lord at my kitchen table, and I'm going over the scriptures that I feel like the Lord wanted me to share with you this morning. And all of a sudden, right in the middle of everything changes. Brother Hewlin, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes when preachers think that the word is down and it's pinned down, the Lord says, nope, we're changing it some. So today, that's exactly what happened to me this morning. That happens quite often. But that's all right. Because, you know, if I want it to be the Lord, I don't want it to be me. So this morning, church family, I want to quote to you this morning out of the book of Ecclesiastes this morning, chapter 3 and verse 1. I want to read that verse to you. It's a very familiar verse in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. In which the word of the Lord says to us this morning, it says that there is a time for everything, a season for every activity under the sun. That's what the word of the Lord says to us this morning in this very first verse of Ecclesiastes of chapter 3. There's a time for everything. And I thought about this morning, and all week long, I thought about all the people that are frontline workers, all the people that are has been affected and still are being affected by this virus, all the people that is filled with worriment, all the people that are filled with stress and anxiety, all the people that I mentioned earlier this morning in our prayers that they don't know which way to turn, they don't know what to do, they don't understand what's going on. Why is God doing this to them? Why is God doing this to us? But as I'm reminded this week, all week long, God's been telling me there's a reason. There's a purpose for all of what's taking place today. And you know, we have to really pay attention to what God's trying to tell us. God's trying to send us a message, I believe. There are many people that are sick. There are many people that are suffering today. There are many people that don't know what to do today. But listen, if this don't draw you closer to the Lord, then I don't know what will. Amen? Well, listen, I believe this is the greatest time. Not because it's Christmas, not because we're getting close to Christmas Day, but this is the greatest time to be drawing closer to the Lord. Listen, how many in the house of God today would mind raising their hand when I say, does God have your attention today? God's got my attention right now. Amen? He's got my attention. If God don't have your attention this morning, there's something wrong. Amen? If God don't have your attention this morning, then you need to be down on your knees somewhere in an altar. You need to be in your house and somewhere in your house falling down and asking God to come into your life. Amen? You need to be repenting today of your sins. If this don't draw you closer to the Lord, I don't know what will. It's very important to be close to God today and every day. You know what the Word of God says that I read? Draw close unto the Lord, and guess what He will do? He will draw close unto you today. You know, anybody in the house of the Lord today, you say, praise this, okay, this is some of my weird analogy stuff. Anybody in the house of the Lord today have a special blanket they like that you cover up with? You got one of them Snuggies with arms? I got one of those Snuggies with the arms. It's blue. I like sleeping with it. Now, don't put my arms through it. But I got a special blanket that I cover up with. I don't want to sleep with nothing else. That's what I like sleeping with. Guys will make fun of me at work that's watching this on Facebook today, but that's all right. I got a special blanket that I like to cover up with. But guess what's more important today than anything? If you don't hear anything today other than this, right now is the most important time, Amber, the most important time to be covered with the blanket of God. Amen? You need to be covered right now. That should be your security blanket. You should be covered with a blanket with the love and grace of God right now. You should be covering your life with the Word of God, the graces of God. Not being stressed out, not being over worried, not being filled with anxiety. Listen, all those things are not of the Lord. All those things are not of the Lord. Listen, you know what? Can I tell you something this morning? You may not want to hear it because I like to preach. It's one of my favorite things to do. I like to preach. But Satan wants to fill you. He wants to fill you with doubt. He wants to fill you with uncertainty. He wants to fill you with stress. He wants to fill you with fear. He wants to fill you with anxiety. He wants you to falter in your faith. He wants to sift you like sand, like wheat, like he told old Simon. The Lord told Simon, he said, the devil desires to sift you like wheat. And he will if you let him. Listen, I want to tell you a truth about Satan you may not want to know, you may not know this morning. But or maybe you know it, but you've just forgotten about it. Satan can't do anything to you. If you're a child of God this morning, Satan can't do anything to you. He can't make you falter in your faith against God, not unless you let him. Satan can't take the victory that God's already given to you through Jesus Christ unless you let him. Satan's a thief. He'll steal everything you got if you let him. Amen. He will steal it all. He'll take all your joy away if you let him. If you open the door in your home, if you open the door in your life, if you open the door in your heart to Satan, he'll come right in and he'll take whatever's there. And he'll leave you with nothing. But thus saith the word of God. Hallelujah, praise God. Thus saith the word of God. Nothing can separate you. That's in the book of Romans. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing. On this earth, below this earth, nothing at all can separate you from the love of God. Because that's, I'm trying to tell you this morning, I've been preaching all year long, that, and I've been preaching ever since I started preaching in my ministry, that God loves you that much, that nothing, the day you become sanctified, the day that you become holy, the day that you accepted Christ into your life, that was the day that the Lord says there's nothing can separate you and me. There's nothing, not even death, can separate you from the love of God. Amen. How many can say amen to that this morning? Hallelujah. Praise God. Nothing, not even death, can separate you this morning. I got some smiling people. They already know that. And if you don't know that this morning, you that are watching on Facebook today, you need to know that. You need to ask God to come into your life. And if you're falling off track with, see, the Lord, the devil wants you to falter this morning. He wants you to falter in your faith against God. He wants you to rise up against God and denounce God. And then he sits back and watches you fall. That's how it all works. But those who love the Lord, those who love the Lord will remain in the Lord. Those who love the Lord shall rise up they shall rise up. They'll be able to stand. And they'll be able to stand in the latter day, not just now. They'll be able to stand in the latter days to come. We don't know what's coming. This might not even be the worst to come yet. But listen, I'm going to tell you something this morning. If you believe in God this morning, I ain't talking about Santa Claus. I'm talking about God Almighty this morning. I'm talking about a man. I'm talking about a Heavenly Father that loved you so much, that loved me so much, that sent His Son to die on the cross, who was the man that they named Jesus Christ. You'll be able to rise up in the latter days and you'll be able to stand because God will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen? He will never leave you nor forsake you. Rebuke the devil today in the name of Jesus Christ. Rebuke him. Denounce him. Don't let him whisper in your ear. Don't let him tell you. Don't let him tell you this is the end for you. Because that's exactly what he wants you to do today. You remember, I'm gonna tell you a little story this morning about old Job. You remember that man named Job? This man lost everything he had. You can find that over in the first few chapters, first two or three chapters of the book of Job. Tells you everything you need to know about a man that was wealthy, a man that had a great family, a man that was had a vast amount of servants, a man that had all kinds of livestock, and he was a man well known by the people. And God knew him. God knew him. God knew him as a righteous and holy man. But yet, old Satan, it says one day, it says in the Word of God that one day, when the sons of God came to give a report to God himself, Satan was found amongst them. And God said, ask Satan. He said, where have you come from? Guess what he told him? Guess what Satan told God? He said, I've come from back and forth through the earth where I've been walking up and down it. Listen, Satan's walking up and down the earth today. He's going back and forth through the earth, destroying. He said, I've come to kill. The Bible says he's come to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's exactly what he's doing right now. And now you tell me how does God is not important today? You tell me how important is God to you today? Wow. I'm glad to know that I've got a protector today. I'm glad to know that the Lord is for me today and I'm for him today. And I'll stand up for the Lord. And I'll let everybody know where I stand. But he's roaming back and forth through the earth, seeking whom he may devour. Don't let Satan devour you. And even Job, let me tell you what else I read this week about old Job. It got to a point in his life, and listen, when Job lost his family, when Job lost his livestock, when Job lost his servants, when Job lost all his wealth, he even asked God. He said, God, I wish I hadn't even been born. Now you tell me if I ain't a man that hit rock bottom. That's when you hit rock bottom, when you're sitting there and you're asking God. God say, why? I wish I hadn't even been born. That's about as low as you can go. Amen? Do you agree with that, church family? That's as low as you can get. God, I wish I hadn't even been born. He didn't understand. Listen, Job didn't understand what was going on. Job didn't understand what God was doing to him. But yet the Word of God says that Job didn't falter in his faith. Now you tell me, church family, I'm a man that's faltered in my faith many times. Anybody else? I have faltered in my faith many times. And I have been to where Job is or was. I have been there. I've been down to the bottom. I have sit on the bottom. I've asked God why. I've tried to understand why. But yet, I did sin. I'm going to just tell you this morning, I'm an honest preacher. I did sin. I was angry. I was mad at God many times. But yet, Job says in the Word, it says in the Word of God that Job did not falter in his faith. And I got something I'm going to share with you right at the end of the service today that I think will bless your heart. And in Luke chapter 22 and verse 31, that's the scripture I just quoted to you just a minute ago where it says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. But he says, I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. I pray for you today. God is praying for you today. God is depending upon you today to not to falter in your faith. No matter what situation you're facing today, God is depending on you to stand up and to take the Word of God and be covered by the Word of God. What do you see in my hand right here? This is a Bible, Amber. This is right here. This is the Word of God. This is more than just a book. Amen? Would you agree to that? This is more than just a book. This right here, look how thick it is. This is the promises of God made unto you and me. By God Himself, directly by God. It's more than just a book. Be covered You are covered under the promises of God. Now, how great is that today? You are covered under the promises of God, made to you directly by God Himself long ago. Now, if that don't excite you this morning, I don't know what else I can say to get your heart pumping. Are your hearts pumping? Mine is. Man, my blood's pumping right now. I can feel it on the inside of me. Right here, it's right here in my neck. I'm not scared this morning. You know, the first time I preached, Old Dudley said, oh, we're going to let old Brother Phil preach on Sunday morning. I remember that, Pam? I was sitting on the front pew, and he said, when I get ready to call you up, he said, I'm just going to turn it over to you. And man, I was all excited up to that point. Next thing I know, my heart moved from here to here. It was right here in my neck. He said, Brother Phil, come on up. I'm turning it over. Share with us the Word of God. And I looked back at Pam. I remember this like it was yesterday. I looked back at Pam and I said, I don't know if I can do this. I was scared to death. But that's long gone now. And you know why? You can feel the same way this morning. You can live and be the same way this morning. All it takes is putting your faith in the Lord. He'll take away that fear. Amen. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe the Lord can take away your fear this morning? Do you believe the Lord can take away your stress this morning? Do you believe the Lord can take away your anxieties this morning? Hey, He can and He will if you will just ask Him. Wow. Is this good? Is this good to you this morning, church family? Listen, there's people out there today. There's people in this church house today, right here in this church house, that need to hear some encouragement. Man, I need to hear encouragement every day. All right, moving forward. Now then, you know what? Whatever Satan has stolen, whatever Satan has taken, he's going to have to give it back. Amen? He's going to have to give it back. Now let me tell you in closing today, let me tell you a nice, uplifting story. And there's two things I want to tell you. You know, I don't like death. I've been to many, 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 many funerals. I've even been over the order of funerals. I've done many funerals in my ministry, and I've never liked a funeral. But that's just a part of life. And yet, I want to remind you this morning, church family, we've all lost somebody somewhere down the line. And when I use that word lost, they're not lost. Amen? They're not lost. It's sad when people die. And the Bible says it's okay to grieve because there's a time for grief. There's a time. But they're not lost. Amen? Listen, as sure as I stand here today and testify for God, you and I, whoever we've lost in this lifetime, we will see again. Amen? You believe that this morning? We will see them again. We're just not where they're at right now, okay? You might want to keep that in mind. I read that this week and just blessed my heart. I read that, and Job's family, how many sons did he have? Four? Was it four sons? Three daughters? But guess what happened in the very end? And you can find this, you can read this story for yourself over in the book of Job, I think it's chapter 42, 12 and 13. Chapter 42 and 12, 13, it says that the Lord, because Job didn't falter in his faith, that the Lord blessed him with more than he had in the very beginning, than he had in the very beginning. So whatever Job had to start out with, God blessed him with even more at the latter part of his life. He blessed him with three more daughters. And it says that they were the fairest in the whole land. And that means that they were more beautiful than any other people, any other women out there. He blessed him with more sons. So just remember today, the Lord is good. And He's good all the time, not just sometimes. And people say, well, where's the Lord at in all this? Well, He's everywhere. All we have to do is look for Him. Amen? The Lord hasn't left us. The Lord hasn't forsaken us. He's everywhere. He's all around us. And if the Lord's for you today, this is my final words. This is my final words today. If the Lord's for you, then who can be against you? Certainly not Satan. Certainly not the people out in the world that don't love the Lord. Miss Kay, if the Lord's for you, who can be against you today? Who can be against any of you today? I pray the Lord's blessings upon each one of you today, a double portion. You that are watching on Facebook today, or later on, whenever you watch this mess, I pray that the Lord just pour out His blessings upon you today. And I pray that if any of you are suffering, struggling, faltering in your faith today, maybe the Lord will give you such a revelation that He'll put a smile not just on your face. Because, man, I can stand up here and smile all day long. But upon the inside, I got one of the most ugliest hearts, and I can fool you. I've done it many times. But the Lord wants to put a smile on your heart. And then let that smile come forth. And when it does, you'll be thanking the Lord. You'll be praising the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, your word is awesome to us today. Lord, you are awesome to us today. God, I pray a double portion of blessings be poured out upon each person that's here today in this house. Lord, I pray a double portion of blessings be poured upon each person that may watch this sermon later on today, or they may be watching it right now, Lord. God, I pray that doubt, fear, stress, anxiety, whatever it is, Lord, I pray that, Lord, you would remove it right now. It's nothing more than a hindrance to our walk with you. It's nothing more than a hindrance to our faith, God, towards you. God, let us draw close to you as you draw close to us. And Lord, even in the word I read in the book of Psalms says, even when we can't stand, you will help us stand. You will uphold us with your righteous hand. And God, we pray for that right now. We pray you would just touch the hearts of each person. The people, Lord, that are struggling and suffering right now, Lord. We pray a touch from heaven. Those that are in hospitals today, Lord. We pray for your healing touch right now upon them, Heavenly Father. God, let the Holy Spirit move in our lives right now, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit move in our homes right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, let us denounce evil. Let us denounce sin, Heavenly Father, and be filled with your goodness. Be filled with your righteousness, Heavenly Father. And God, we rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus Christ today, Lord. And God, we claim victory, Lord. We don't just ask for it. We don't beg you for it. We claim the victory, Lord. Lord, you've given us that victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Lord, we claim that victory. And we apply it to our lives. We apply it to every situation, Heavenly Father. And God, we just praise you right now in advance what you're going to do and what you've already done, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we ask you to keep us until that appointed time that we can be with you in your kingdom. In your presence, Heavenly Father. And these things we humbly ask right now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.